Hey, this is Kelly and Wade, and we are coming in hot.
Hello, hello.
It's been a while. We were just actually trying to figure out the last time that we recorded, and I feel like it was last summer, maybe?
It's been a while. This is now 2023. Quite the year.
So we're going to officially call this our session two, part two.
Season two of the podcast. Many things have occurred since our last.
Number one. Biggest. We have a new family member. Carly was born a month ago today.
Yeah, Thor got out and brought us back some psych. Yes, Carly is here, our little girl. Yes, we have a new little one to add to the brood.
So that makes a total 10 of us?
Yes. And then they have a show called Eight is Enough. So we just ran all over that.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. That's a big update. So our podcast is going to be interesting. There might be some changes in the content just based off of our newfound experience of being in our 40s with a newborn.
Mm-hmm. And there may be interruptions occasionally, a little baby.
Which is fair. I mean, such is life. at this time. But yeah, so Carly's here. And that's fun. It gives us different perspective on things. Yeah. It makes us slow down a lot, I find. You know, where normally we'd be out there in the streets.
It's funny, someone told us that that little babies run the whole house, and she really does.
Yeah, pretty much. She's got control of pretty much everything, so. And she's the smallest one here, which is hilarious. But she's very, she's very well-mannered and tempered, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, sleep is improving.
Mm-hmm. So it's gone along, and you know, we might not have as much energy, but we supply that and counterbalance with wisdom. And we try to tell each other that every day. So that's the key. But one of the things, though, that just from, you know, slowing down, is that we get a chance to watch the quality news programming throughout the week, because we have nothing, you know, really else to do but watch random things while she's eating.
Well, and we have decided that it is important to stay informed and know what's going on, as sad as it is sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, the world is an interesting place. You know, breaking out from COVID and all that, you know, that was interesting. That's when we started. The podcast was during COVID times.
Yes,
now,
that's right.
And I think we talked about some of the crazy things during COVID, and we got through that, and now, quote unquote, the world's back to normal. And I think it's just as bad, if not worse, than it was before. But we just forgot about it during COVID.
Yeah. Well, some of the things that, well, yeah.
Well, some things are old, like the news about the Chester. That's not new.
Yes, so he's referring to Channel 6 did a story about pollution and how these towns are reporting that, or counties are reporting that people are dying of cancer, and they were interviewing a woman who lived in Chester for like 40 years, and there's this trash dump that has been burning for basically the whole time that she's been there, and it hasn't been like...
It's like the burning bush.
And they haven't like adjusted the regulations for that county in like 30 years, so there hasn't been really any change, but like all of these people are dying in this county, and it's like hot, the rates are like higher, like asthma in children, cancer in young adults, all different kinds of cancer. When the woman was interviewing, she was pointing to houses like number 117, number 7, number 125, like cancer, 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 like naming doors on the street. And I'm thinking, like, she's like, I'm a fifth generation resident. I'm like, why would you?
I thought you were going to say cancer survivor.
No, no. She, you know what? I don't think she had cancer, but she was naming all the other people. But
was she part of the X-Men? That's nuts. I mean, first off,
why did you not move? That was my first thought.
And then you back it up where there was it reminds me of a song from the 80s. I believe it was Billy Joel who said, we didn't start the fire.
Oh,
it was always burning since the world's been turning. Because this fire apparently been burning for 30 years.
Yeah.
Burning off carcinogens. And these people are taking their backyard. And then everybody, except for this superhuman mutant that they interview, gets cancer. And they're like, yeah, you know, we're waiting for the county to do something about it instead of moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that she probably doesn't have the opportunity to move or the luxury of doing so. I mean, it's obviously
she probably... She didn't mention that. She was actually... She seemed very... joyful.
Did she make the connection between the fire and the cancer?
Yes, yes.
Was it a newfound connection?
She complained about the smell in the air. Like, she complained about how people are coughing. She was talking about herself coughing. Like, it was very, she's very aware of what's going on. She just doesn't move and didn't mention it. Now, there was another woman later in the interview who said that her biggest regret was buying this house and this property, and she can't get rid of it. Now, that I understand.
Now, this is all due to the fire, correct?
Correct.
Not the fact that Chester also had a citywide curfew due to crime.
No, they didn't refer to that. And, you know, it's crazy. I heard, now that you say that, a commercial that was talking about... No, it was a TikTok video. And someone was talking about the most dangerous cities in Pennsylvania. And Chester, I think, was number one most dangerous, like before Philly.
For our podcast listeners, we want to ensure that we do not get our news from TikTok. That was just a reference that Kelly made to the dangers of Chester. No, but Chester really had some problems. For real, where they had a curfew, and I know the detective that was worked out of Chester, and it was bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they can make a connection between the crime rate and the trash fire that's been burning for 30 years. The carcinogens make people crazy. Who knows?
But that could, that could be a thing.
A connection, but big prayers to Chester. Hopefully, they. They can put that fire out and figure out an alternative to trash disposal. But speaking of unfortunate situations, we do have our political system progressing along. Yes. Some announcements of presidential candidates. And
specifically the Republican group. Seem to be in the news quite a bit.
Yeah. They are, it's interesting. I'm curious to see where that goes.
Yeah, right now I think is it Scott? Scott Little or Scott,
Boston Scott from the Eagles?
No.
Sorry.
And then there's Nikki, No.
Nikki Haley?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think her parents are originally from India. I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is Asian Pacific Islander
Awareness
Month. which is great. They didn't give them the shortest month of the year. That was just reserved for another group. We digress. I mean, you know, she should be using that to her advantage if she is part of that wonderful group, because there's a lot of news around, you know, and awareness of things coming out for that, which is a good thing. But let's talk about DeSantis, though. I mean, he recently, just for context, this week he announced his presidential. He's running. Everybody knew, but he wanted to do it via Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out too well for him. I think it crashed.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. So, I mean, you could take it as a sign, or, you know, I mean, this is a guy who's, I think he's like fighting against a lot of different groups and people, so he probably looks at it as a sign of positivity, because I think that's the way he lives his life, but we shall see.
I love how when it shut down, or when Twitter, everything crashed and he was having trouble announcing his
It was just his thing crashed. It was just him. He was the one, it was the failure on their side, not Twitter's. Because there was a response, I think, issued while the debacle was occurring.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was from good old Uncle Uncle Joe.
Yeah, he posted something about his running for 2024, and if you want to click on this link, it does actually work, which was brilliant to his marketing team. Kudos jumping on that.
His social media team is on point. Because everybody knows Joe Biden was not on Twitter with that quick of a witty response at that time. But, you know, when you get clowned on a new technology platform by somebody who was alive and remembers when there was no such thing as like the internet.
Yeah.
You know, that's a rough start, but he's an interesting guy. We'll see. I mean, he's got to get through Trump before he gets to Biden. And, you know, we'll see how that one travels. And it's going to be pure comedy in my...
So far, it almost seems like Saturday Night Live commercials going back and forth between the Republicans. It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious. it'll get nothing but more. So there'll be more coverage on that to come. It's always something funny, but
it's interesting to me that they use platforms like Twitter, and rather than announcing it on the actual legitimate news.
Because they argue about which news station is actually legitimate, so they can't do that. Twitter is the only thing, apparently. And Trump hates Twitter.
I was going to say, and Elon Musk is all in that. Like, how is that possible that's considered a mutual?
Because anybody can express their thoughts on Twitter, and Elon Musk ensures that, apparently. That everyone has freedom of speech on Twitter. Except that Trump was banned from Twitter, but then was since reinstated and never came back on. So, I guess it depends.
Yeah.
Which just defines the silliness of the entire thing.
Mm.
Which news is real? Because we watch internet news that comes on the TV for free, even though we pay for actual news. Which makes no sense.
I know. I don't know why I do that.
It's available. And they seem impartial.
They do. Well, let's see. News topics. So,
Well, it's... The other thing, too, quick. Let's go back to that real fast. So we have, like, many news options. We choose the internet news that comes on the TV. But we really got YouTube TV to watch sports and, like, news.
Specifically the Eagles before they lost.
Hence Boston Scott reference earlier. But then we don't get to the news part, but we do. We have been watching the NBA Finals, which is interesting. For the Sixers, they're not. They didn't make it. But it is entertaining to watch the amount of flops that the players do in the NBA now. It's like it's like professional soccer or football for international.
It's almost like like watching a, what is it called? The drama, like a daytime.
A soap opera?
Soap opera.
It's pretty bad now. I mean, it's at a point where like they're doing, they look like rag dolls rolling. They'll roll like 7-10 feet down the court from being breathed on and rile in pain, and then do a reverse dunk like literally 25 seconds later.
The best is when they do the slow motion and they show the actual confrontation and nothing was touched. And you're like, how did he fly backwards? Oh, he just flew backwards. Like, he wasn't actually touched. And they show it, like, slow-mo, and you're like, there was no contact. It's hilarious.
And these guys are, like, obviously huge and, like, ridiculous athletes. And, you know, somebody looks at them wrong, and they go flying through the rafters. It's hilarious. So, I mean, I did read an article, though, that said that they're potentially looking to have a penalty for flopping that would result in a technical foul and the other team getting the ball, or a technical free throw, and technical foul to get a free throw on the ball.
So the foul would be called flopping?
Be called flopping would be the foul. It would be intentional, what is it, intentional deceit of the referee. I don't know. They're really, because it's that bad.
Yeah, it is. It's disruptive. I agree.
It's comical. And then you see players are like, oh, you know, a center scores, you know, 40 points in the game. 38 of them were from free throws. Because they just got to look at the painting and fall, and they get a foul call. Yeah, they need to take care of that. But, you know, we'll see. It's pure comedy. And it's almost like, it's just like entertainment in general, though. I mean, all in all, the entertainment world is, everything I look around at, it seems like it's comedy. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we mentioned before, it's Asian Pacific Heritage or
yes.
Month, which is great. So we've been seeing a lot of, you know, call outs for that, and rightly so. You know, it's like, I know there's some things where it's like, you know, you don't want to share in the negative history.
Yeah, I mean, I shared with you, I was watching, I'm not good with movie star names, but the character from Big Trouble in Little China, who had the super long pinky fingernail and wanted the girl with green eyes. He was
super long pinky, a pimp. Nail.
Remember he had the super long pinky nails and put them together like
he's
this?
He's a character actor, yeah.
He crossed them and he did something crazy with electricity, and that was a really good movie.
Yeah, this guy, he's like a vet character. He's been a character actor, but I mean,
he's like 90 years old, and he was just in, what is it called?
Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah, he's been 90 years old for 30 years. That's how. Well, he was old in the 80s.
He was in an interview and he was talking about some of his experiences as a young actor, Asian actor, and how there was a thing called Yellow
in the 20s? I'm sorry.
But there was a thing called Yellow Face. Same concept as blackface, but he said they would actually tape, like white actors would get jobs over Asian actors in the same, and they would actually both get jobs for the same movie, but the Asian actors would be like side, you know, not the main character or even the supporting actor, and they would actually tape their eyes up so that they looked more Asian. It's really sad.
It's horrible. I mean, Asian cinema also was doing really well. They still do very well. You know, back in, you know, that's why, like, when Bruce Lee times, when he was gone, he was like a superstar over in China.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan the same way. And you see why, because they were able to really do and get their own production companies going and stuff like that and really, really be superstars in their own country. And
they're
then they come over here.
Yeah, they're very talented.
And get met with craziness and all that. But it's good that, you know, it's being called out. It's not any, unfortunately, it's not anything new. There's other ethnic groups that have gone through the same thing. I know for a lot of the cowboy movies, the John Wayne mm-hmm. movies, they did the same thing for Native Americans, where they would cast right. other races to play them and do that. And it's unfortunate. And, you know,
well, we could go on and on. I mean, the Mexican who was the main character,
Brad Pitt.
The Last Samurai, who was the
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, yeah, we wish, you know, we wish for the best, and you know, I think Hollywood recognizes that they're very woke. You know, so I mean, The Little Mermaid came out, and in case anyone lives on a different planet and then you don't know that she's black. Little Mermaid is black, so I mean that's sending shockwaves to all people, because if you're not hype about it, you're racist.
What's interesting is that she is not the first black Disney princess. Princess Tiana was from was it the Princess Frog or
the Princess and the Frog?
The Princess and the Frog, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for the... I hope the movie does well. She seems like a genuinely sweet person, the main actress. She's a great voice.
Let me guess. Does she speak about her braids? And why is that a topic of conversation?
Well, I don't think they're braids. They're like sister locks. They're not...
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. So it's different.
But you know the detail. Why do you know
yes.
that?
Yes. Well, because she's been talking about it all over the news, how she was able to wear her real hair throughout the entire movie, which is, I mean...
That just told me the CGI is probably shoddy. Because to have to call that out, she should, well, you know what? She should be able to wear real hair, because it should not be in the movie, because it should be moving and flowing
yeah.
Under the water. Now, when she's out of the water, I want it to be realistic. I want for her to have the things that African Americans have to deal with sometimes when they get out of water and their hair is wet and then dries, and I want it to look hard. Keep that same energy is all I'm saying. But we shall see. We haven't seen the movie yet, but I think it's good examples, you know, to show that anyone can be a fictional character. That everybody seems to forget, Ariel is not real.
The funny part about it is that that seems to be the tone, the excitement, as if she was a real person.
It's very strange. But there is something that is real that we just discovered today, and for all everybody out there, I don't know if it's on audiobooks yet. That's a big thing now, I think more so than ever, but. There is a book that came up that got a lot of press today.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you watch ABC Channel 6 News, you would have definitely seen it today.
The internet version that comes on free to your TV.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Just to clarify that, but the book is real. And it's called, it caught our eye, it really got us we were kind of intrigued about it because we saw it on the screen. Mm. It's best probably to spell what we saw. It was called The, and then the title is NIGERMOM.
Yes, so when I saw it out of the corner of my eye, I spelled it out loud and I said, is that what I'm thinking, like, I'm reading?
And the first thing I said out of my mouth was, oh, the Niger mom. You know, the country Niger that's in Africa. Of course, that's not what I said.
No.
Let's say that. Let's do this again for our listeners. The name that we're referring to of this book is the word T-H-E, second word, N-I-G-E-R-M-O-M.
Yes.
And we all know what that sounds like.
Yes.
So,
why?
It's the Niger mom. And it's about, you know, the trials and tribulations in the country. It's a very expressive story.
It was hard for me to get past
the focus
that part to understand what the actual story about the movie was, book or whatever.
But hey, it pulled intrigue.
It did. It did.
So that's the most important thing. But
I think you even took a picture.
I took photo evidence.
Yeah.
To look it up when it comes on audiobooks. And at one point, actually, I was thinking about trying to find a bookstore and showing them a picture, my picture, and say, "Do you have this?" And then say, "Can you show me where this is?" And I want them to say it.
How do you pronounce?
Now, how do you say this? If we can figure out a way to film it, we're gonna go to a local used bookstore. It's right in the neighborhood, and I'm gonna show them. I said, "I heard that there was this thing," and I'm gonna get the author's name, and I want them to look it up. And I'm gonna say, "How do you pronounce that?" And I'm just out of curiosity and see. And I'm not gonna give them any context as to what it's about.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll see. That would be actually quite interesting. But yeah, so there's books going out there, movies are popping off on Netflix every other day.
Yes. So now that we're almost at our 5-minute mark, we're gonna do a quick movie review. Well, movie recommendation. Not that we're saying this is gonna win an Oscar or whatever. Just if you have an if you have an extra hour and 50 minutes to kill, this is a great movie.
The movie we're talking about is called Missing. If you want to know, it's on Netflix, hence the reference of the 8 million Netflix movies. Come on, you never know what they are.
Yes.
If you see the light-skinned girl that looks a little terrified on the screen that says missing, that's the movie we're talking about. So you're probably scrolling across it where you're like, is some kid that looks like something's going on? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's the movie, but actually Nia Long is in it.
Yes.
And she plays the mother of a young girl who was also in The Last of Us.
Yes.
And she's very ambiguous in age, I feel. Like, she looks like she could play someone who's 13, or maybe somebody who's, like, right at the cusp of adulthood.
20s, yeah.
Which is odd to me. You know, I don't know. She's probably 35. I mean... I don't know, these days you can't call it, but anyway, she's, quick, long story short, it is Asian Pacific Heritage Month,
right.
So Nia Long is with an Asian man, and they run to,
Colombia.
To Colombia, of all places, and, racist, they get kidnapped. Somebody, they disappear.
You gotta give
they
a spoiler
disappear.
Alert.
Well, they think they get kidnapped. I mean, it's what that's the it's missing.
Yeah,
so they don't know where they are, and you know they think they're kidnapped. They can't find them. It's this whole slew. You won't go into spoilers of things, but I mean, all in all, it was a decent watch.
Yeah, it had a twist, and it was very. I think you were intrigued the entire time. It wasn't boring. It also was only an hour and 50 minutes, so it's pretty compact from start to finish. And the girl's very tech savvy. And in this day and time, it's very interesting to think about all of the ways that you're being watched and tracked. And
yeah, it's very. It's. I mean, our lives are online, and it showed that. Pretty well. Some MacGuffins, you know, come into play where she figures everything out. But, I mean, long story short, it's worth the watch. But, you know, there's some people that you probably shouldn't trust that are really called out in this movie. Mm-hmm. And it goes off the rails a little bit. It gets kind of crazy. But how many stars would you give it? Out of four, John?
Out of four, I would give it at least three.
Okay, that's fair.
What would you give it?
I would give it a three. There was no egregious bad acting or anything. No. Or production, you know, value was pretty good. Diverse cast. We kind of made reference to that throughout this, you know, podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of flopping going on. You think one thing's going one way and it goes the other. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely worth it. Netflix is coming out with something for everybody.
They really are.
Which is pretty interesting. But yeah, they're on a big mom theme right now. You know, for the whole month of May.
Yeah. Well, the top movies seem to be,
I think it's like mom, mother, the mother.
Yeah.
And the son is actually like the top four. And I'm not even joking. Like, it's the names of the movies. And then, and that's cool. You know, I mean, and they're all different ethnicities and they're all very aggressive.
Yes.
In one way, shape, or form or the other. So you better watch out. There's going to be
a
lot of empowerment going on. So, I mean, and this is bringing it back full circle. I mean, hey, we have Carly,
yes,
now, and that's, she's a little girl, and she's going to be looking at these as the classics.
Oh, wow.
We can think about that. And that just means we have our work cut out for us in the future.
Yeah.
But very good. We're off to a good start. She's doing great.
She really is. She'll keep us young and hip.
And in reference to that comment, we need every bit of it. But we wanted to say we missed everyone out there, even though we haven't done one of these in a while. But it's time to start season two.
Yes.
And,
looking forward to it.
Yeah. We'll keep the fun stuff coming.
Well, I hope all of you out there have a great evening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.